Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What's your reaction to Daniel Jeremiah advising caution and criticizing Caleb Williams? This from The Rich Eisen Show.
He got the living stuffing kicked out of him in this game. And whatever it looked like on TV, it looked 10 times worse when you go and watch it on tape. And on top of that, he scrambles around like crazy. So I think he literally was exhausted. I watched it, and I was specifically looking for this because of all the pressure that he was under. And I posted just one play on social media to show the center literally getting thrown into his lap on a 3rd and 14. So I was watching specifically for this. I want to say, is he gonna be frustrated with his offensive line? Maybe try and show up his offensive line. Who, I mean, he got peppered that whole game. I didn't see it once.
Your reaction to what Daniel Jeremiah told Rich Eisen?
I think it's the right way to look at what happened Sunday night, because any criticism, any explanation for why the Bears' offense was as bad as it was Sunday night specifically, when it gave up 7 sacks, when it faced a defense that blitzed it 41% of the time, when it faced 36 pressures on 37 pass attempts, it begins up front. Caleb Williams was obviously prone to some of the things that happened to rookie quarterbacks. He held onto the ball maybe longer than you would want. Maybe he didn't see a rusher here. He threw some, he made some passes he would want back. He floated the ball and he missed and had miscommunications with his receivers. These are all things you expect from a rookie quarterback. Ideally, you're going to protect that quarterback better than the Bears have protected him. That's what Daniel Jeremiah and other people who are intelligent in the way that they're watching football and interpreting what's happening, that's the way they're putting this into context. It's not about Caleb Williams not being able to fulfill the enormous expectations that exist in Chicago as much as it is the Bears' inability and failure to give him an offensive line that he can feel comfortable in the pocket. And I think that is Ryan Poles, that is Shane Waldron. There are a lot of people in line ahead of Caleb Williams when you start to talk about what went wrong and why Sunday night and why there's a level of concern about the pass protection.
And part of this is about body language as well. He was caught a couple times on the bench looking very frustrated, you could think, or was he just as Daniel
exhausted?
Put it,
yeah.
Right.
Go on.
I think that's as much as I would like to play body language expert, we do that sometimes around here. Imagine taking the beating that he took And what would your body look like? What would your facial if you were on Twitch, what would your facial expression look like? I mean, especially after, oh my goodness. I mean, the play, Mully, that you talked about earlier in the show. I mean, that's one of those back in the day, those NFL film like greatest hits. I mean, he put his face mask through Caleb Williams' body. Okay, he's lucky he got up from that. So as much as I would like to criticize Caleb Williams, I cannot say that I would have been above looking like bitter beer face on the bench at that point in time.
Yeah, it was. It's interesting, Dustin, because I was sent a similar photo to the one they showed on television. I watched that little bit of Daniel Jeremiah, and it was someone saying, "Do you think?" And I responded, "Like, he looks like a guy taking a break between rounds, and he's just getting his rear end kicked, and he's kind of sitting on the chair trying to gather himself." I felt that was what it was. He's going back out there. He's going to continue to take the beating. I was hoping to see him yesterday. I was just hoping just to get like a health check on the guy. Somebody would ask, hey, how'd he come out of it? How's he feeling this morning? That kind of thing. I was surprised that we didn't really get any kind of update. Oh, Caleb is fine and everything's great. I'm still worried. I mean, he got the hell beat out of him.
No news is good news.
I agree. But I'm just saying, he got hit and hit repeatedly. And, you know, he said he was going into the cold tub, and I imagine he's still dealing with that. Caleb Williams is used to being the guy under all the pressure that everything is expected from, and he has to make all the plays. That was his college career, and it didn't surprise me that he maintained his composure and didn't go off on anyone on the sidelines or anything like that. I thought he held himself very well. I think Jeremiah, what was interesting is Daniel Jeremiah, in the same interview, basically went after our guy, DJ Moore. He thought DJ showed too much emotion and too much frustration on the sideline when he went back to the bench and seemed, and there was somewhere where they were claiming that he walked past.
We asked him that question, Dustin.
But he said, according to what he said to him, "Hey man, I need you out there. Get ready," or something like that. No one has suggested he said that. He told us. Well, he asked him what he saw in the play.
People have suggested he said that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he didn't say that.
None of us have suggested.
No,
is what I meant.
But what I think you're alluding to as well is DJ Moore is as composed as anybody. We talk about reading body language. His body language barely says anything.
Right.
But on Sunday night, it did.
Well, he was frustrated.
It did scream frustration.
Yeah. And you know, a couple of those plays, he took some big hits. It's not like it wasn't like Caleb was the only guy that was taking a beating. There were a lot. He got the ball in a couple of bad positions where he's fighting for first down.
Right.
And he's taken six shots before he goes down.
But I do think that Daniel Jeremiah's point is a valid one. When you see that kind of reaction from teammates of Caleb Williams, especially receivers, it makes you wonder what else is happening or what else isn't.
But let me ask something. I know it's the receiver's fault because they didn't do the blocking, or didn't run the rounds. But do you think he was frustrated with Caleb? With the pressure, with the offensive line, with the offense itself?
My initial reaction watching was that he was frustrated with Caleb Williams.
All right.
Yes, because I think that there was a ball thrown to a spot and DJ Moore went to another spot, and I think that he was reacting to that as much as anything. Now, he said he wasn't. We asked him about his frustration level. He's not going to point a finger publicly, but I do think it's part of Sunday night is coming out of it wondering about the connection and chemistry between the receivers and the quarterback.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I mean, they missed so many plays. Started 5 for 5. Pity they couldn't.
And then Chris Collinsworth started talking about how great things were, and then things fell apart.
It's his fault.
It is.
Malecki. All right. It's Mully and Haw. 312-644-6767. We'll be back with your calls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with MyBlinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.